What do they do good on defense that you guys got to?
They make plays. They have a really good pass rush. They're going to be, you know, they're going to get pressure on our guys. So we have to do a really good job up front. And on the outside, they're going to press a lot. So you have to be able to be man-to-man coverage. Even though they don't play just man-to-man, it's going to be zone coverage, but you'll get a lot of man-to-man on the outside. So if you're an outside player, you got to expect jam. You got to expect, you know, quick jams. You got to be able to get off the ball, get off the line of scrimmage, and make plays.
Both of you guys coming off two losses in a row. Could get pretty nasty, pretty physical out there.
Yeah, while you're coming off two losses or two wins, it could get nasty any Sunday. So you have to be prepared, be ready to go. I think we got off to a great start this week. We've had two good days of practice, going for three tomorrow, hopefully. And, you know, we just have to keep on spiraling upwards and making plays out there at practice so it can show up in the game.
How much do things get ratcheted up for a division game?
You know, this is my first year here, but, you know, where I was before, it would get pretty live for division. We had a big time rivalry, so it was always intense. But I'm pretty sure it'll be the same way here. It's all division games, so it doesn't matter what conference you play in, what division, you know, you have to win your division games in order to go to the playoffs. So they're a team in our division, a team in our way, winning the division. So we have to go out and win this football game.
Were you alive during the Jim Kelly? Bills were on top of the
NFL. Yeah. I was probably like three or four, but I seen replays on NFL Network. I kind of don't really remember it. I remember them going to the Super Bowl like two or three times losing, but that's all off NFL Network. So shout out to them. I don't really remember seeing the games. I was too young.
Four times in a row.
Yeah, I knew it was a while. I'm gonna ask Coach Harvey about it. I'm pretty sure he'll let me know.
Jim Kelly cost me a couple of additions to my house on the Super Bowl.
Bonuses. See
how encouraging is it that these first couple practices? Yeah, though I want to say that guys have really been very, very intense, very high energy. Things have been going right. How encouraging is that to see?
Oh, it's great. Just because, you know, like we coming off a bye week, so we have to be intense. We have to get it back cranked up, get it back going. So I think guys did a really good job of just coming out from the bye week, focused, knowing what we have to do, and getting the control of this thing before. You know, like you say, we've lost two in a row. We have to get control of it before it gets out of hand and not let us keep dropping games, because it's not okay. We have to win these football games, go out here, step up. Everybody has to step up as division play and make play.
Mike, couple more, guys.
How much did the intensity level pick up for a division game back when you were in Pittsburgh, when you were playing Baltimore?
I think we used to practice pretty hard anyway, but it was just guys' mindset. Just like, you know, Baltimore game is automatic, you know. Just get your mind right. You're going to have to hit somebody or you're going to get hit. You know, it's going to amp up. But like I said, I think we practice pretty hard already. So it's not too much more. It's just more of a mental thing. Like, you know, it's a division game. So it's just even more of an emphasis on, you know, every play. You know, these guys are going to be a little bit more feisty because we play them twice a year. And they're going to try to set the tone. This is the first time we play them. So I think both teams, you know, are going to go out and try to set the tone and let them know this, what you're going to do for the division this year.
Mike, I know receivers always want the ball in the air, but how crucial is it for you guys to get this running game going?
Oh, it's very crucial. We have to be able to run the football game, run the football to win games. You're not just going to win being one-dimensional, throwing the ball all day. You have to be able to run the football. So I think we're gonna, you know, go out. Everybody's focused on that. Everybody knows we have to run the ball. So I know from my standpoint, I'm going to block near safety or two, you know, and try to block a cornerback or two. Maybe even get a wheel linebacker every now and then. So we'll see if Coach picks up my assignment a little bit. So you got to be able to go in there and throw your body around, put it on the line for the team. And, you know, like I said, we have to come out fast starts. That's our main thing. We have to have a fast start. You know, put the gas to the pedal.